Let's focus first on the impact of improperly dealius velocities on radar products. Two types of improperly dealius velocities occur. In the residual ground clutter at close range to the radar, dealius velocities can occur in small blocks of values with opposite directions from the surrounding data. At further ranges, the other type of dealius velocities appear. These blocks or wedges of poorly dealius velocities appear larger. A more challenging version of this dealiusing failure occurs when there's significant shear visible along an azimuth. In these cases, forecasters can struggle determining if the azimuthal shears are meteorological in nature or a dealiusing failure. No matter which type you see, they occur most often in areas lacking continuity in the velocity data.